Abortion. I hate it. God hates it. You hate it. Any true human that has any modicum of love of God hates abortion. And I'm going to give you a secret. Donald Trump hates abortion. Why? Donald Trump's the only president that was ever able to overturn Roe v. Wade. That was the man God used to overturn Roe v. Wade, to appoint the judges necessary, to appoint the judges necessary to overturn Roe v. Wade. But the problem we're having in America right now is this. Many of you wanted Roe v. Wade to be overturned, and I did too. It should never have been passed. But what you didn't realize is we are a republic. States' rights. You weren't depending on that. You forgot about that part. You thought the overturn of Roe v. Wade was going to be the end of abortion. Au contraire. Now, you cannot want a republic sometime and then get angry over a republic the other times. Every state has a right to decide what they're going to do about abortion. The federal government has no role to play in that subject. That's why Roe v. Wade was overturned. You wanted it. But now the chickens have come home to roost. That's why we lost all the elections Tuesday night, was over abortion, not Donald Trump. Do not let them convince you of that, okay? We had a wipeout Tuesday night. And especially in Ohio, breaking. Heartbreaking in Ohio, and I'm going to talk about that now, all right? But before I talk about that, I want to remind every one of you, about a month or two ago, I did a show about abortion. And if you'll remember, Ron DeSantis and the pro-life movement in general was hammering Donald John Trump. Do y'all not remember that? Because he was not pro-life enough. Does everyone remember when I came on here and defended Donald Trump? DeSantis and all of those that are demanding Donald Trump to be more pro-life, you need to sit down and you need to listen to Professor Toto tonight. What I have to say is not easy to say because I am a minister and I despise abortion, all right? And listen to reason, because without it, what you saw Tuesday night will happen in 2024. We will get Donald Trump as a president, but we will lose down ticket all the way. And he will have a House and a Senate totally Democrat if we do not stop the insanity. Remember they called Donald Trump a sellout? I'm going to show you something at the last 5 minutes of this podcast tonight from the Word of God that's going to make you go, what? And it'll show you why Donald Trump is doing what he's doing. They call Trump a sellout. But unfortunately, Donald Trump is the only correct man in this race. No serious political junkie, which I happen to be one, thinks that Donald Trump is going to lose Ohio next year, all right? Donald Trump will win Ohio, okay? He will win it. But guess what? Ohio just voted to enshrine in their constitution the right to kill a baby. Donald Trump will win Ohio, But everyone down ticket that's not following his messaging on abortion will lose. Trump is the only Republican with the sense and the courage to say what none of us want to hear. See, the deal is this. It takes courage for me to say tonight what I'm about to say. Why? Because I'm speaking to a strong pro-life audience, and none of you are stronger pro-life than I am. I believe in no abortion. I personally, oh, they're going to clip this one out, y'all. I don't even believe in the rape exception. Because half these women screaming rape, it ain't rape. It's just you decided halfway through. You got to think, see, to me, if you're going to use the rape exception, go file a police report or it won't work. All right. I mean, you can't crawl in bed with him and unzip everything and undo everything and then want to scream you was raped. That, and then try to kill a baby. So I'm more pro-life than any of you watching me tonight. But I also realize I don't live in the land of Oz. I don't live in a perfect world either. I don't live in a world that is not fallen. The world is fallen. And brothers and sisters, Democrats are scared for the first time in 3 years that they're going to lose the White House. They've never been scared before now. Polls are catapulting Donald Trump to the White House. They know that Biden cannot stop him. They know that. And nothing would make them happier than to get someone like Ron DeSantis or Tim Scott that wants to include a federal ban on abortion. Donald Trump will not take their bait. And you pro-lifers, us pro-lifers, don't understand that. We want him to take a stand. Do you want to take the White House from him as well? Then you're going to have to sit down, understand that this man has a goal in mind, and it's not to please you. It's to get the office back. That way he can do something even bigger for abortion than he's ever done before. Joe Biden and the Democrats plan to run on one issue, abortion. That they know Biden can't stop Trump, but guess what can stop the Republican wipeout? Abortion. It's the only saving grace the Democrats have next year. Republicans, we have a winning agenda on everything else. Economy, crime, immigration. Those are Trump's signature issues. And now everybody sees Trump was right about the border. Only Donald Trump has the right message about abortion. The one man that overturned Roe v. Wade is now being questioned by the pro-life movement, because he will not commit to a federal ban on abortions. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Beshear in Kentucky just flipped a county that Donald Trump won by 60 points. Do you know how he flipped it? Abortion. You cannot win back in elections what you concede in the culture. We have conceded in our culture. Ohioans voted this week to amend the state constitution that creates an unlimited right to abortion. The amendment removes parental rights over their minor children's sexuality and their gender identification. Ohio, what were you thinking? Ohio is a red state. They voted to allow their underage daughter to have an abortion without parental consent. Ohio, what did you do? They passed a law where she can have an abortion up until birth if the doctor says she needs it, an erosion of parental rights, all are now enshrined in the Ohio Constitution. There's nothing anyone can do about it. The majority of the voters passed issue one on Tuesday. How did they do it? Let me tell you how. Millions of dollars poured in from leftist activists. And here's the words they used in their TV advertising all over Ohio. Every individual has a right to decide. The Republicans want to ban your right to decide. That message won in Ohio. And if they're talking about Ron DeSantis, they're right. He wants to ban it federally. If they're talking about any of the other ones, they're right. They scared people. Ohio was scared. And we have to start telling the truth about abortion. Let me show you the truth. I'm going to show you the truth. Here is 10 babies. One all the way through 10. There's 10 babies right there. You and I, as pro-lifers, want to save all 10. We believe life begins at conception. We don't want one of these children killed. Great. The pro-choice people, now not middle America. I'm talking about the extremes, extreme pro-life. Now let's talk about extreme pro-choice. They want you to have the right to kill all 10 of those babies up until the birth. That's extreme on both sides. If you choose the wrong president that's talking the way we want to hear him talk, you're going to kill all 10 babies. Mark my word. You're going to kill every one of them because you are going to empower the left to message that we want to take individual rights away, the right to choose to have an abortion. Now, let me ask all of you a question. To get our will passed, if you and I want no babies killed, guess what we must have? We must have the House of Representatives. We must have 60 senators. And we must have a president and then a Supreme Court that will say it's constitutional. We're not going to have any of that. We don't have any of that. So what does that mean? You can dream all day long. You're going to wind up killing all 10 babies. So here comes a man like Donald Trump that knows what has to be said. He also knows what has to be done after you say what you need to say. I'm going to prove that from the Word of God in just a moment. So you have a man called Donald Trump, and he says, you know what? No, we're not going to put a federal ban on abortion. We're going to do what most Americans agree with. We're going to give you the right to have an abortion. We're not going to ban that right for you to choose. But we are going to put sensible safeguards in place, a time limit. Let's say 15 weeks, whatever Trump decides, whatever he says, 15 weeks. Let me show you what Donald Trump just did. Donald Trump just saved that many babies. He probably lost two. How did he save them? By knowing what to say and then what to do. But you see, you and I don't want to give him that right. We're over here on the extreme right. We don't want no abortions. Most Americans want them to have a right to do it, but they say, let's do a reasonable time frame when that's it. That is the only message that will sell. Now, how did Ohio pull this off? They added weed to the ballot. So all your weed smokers is running up there. that don't never vote and not, oh yeah, we want an abortion too, like a bunch of idiots. This is not about abortion. Folks, look at this screen. That is not about abortion. This election is not about abortion. Americans do not love abortion. What they love is irresponsible sex. This is not about abortion. It's about irresponsible sex. America doesn't love abortion. America loves free sex. America loves irresponsible sexual activity. Okay? The sexual revolution, the breakdown of the family. Listen to me. No election. You cannot take back in an election what you have conceded in the culture. The church don't even preach against irresponsible sex anymore. How are you going to pass it in an election? The church don't even preach against shacking up anymore. The church don't even preach against fornication anymore. So you expect in an election, the results of fornication, we're going to vote against it? I'm telling you more tonight than you've heard all week long, all year long, because I'll tell you the truth. These people want to go sleep with who they want to sleep with. Why? There's no more shame in it. When I was growing up, it was a shame to be divorced. It was a shame to be pregnant before you were married. Nowadays, it's a party. Do y'all think that we can take back in an election what our church is? We're all screaming about abortion. Nobody preaches against sex before marriage. We don't want no abortions. And yet your daughters, you got her dressed up like a whore. With her brassieres hanging out. Wearing shorts that you can see, and she winds up, and you want to talk about you don't believe in abortion. Folks, this is not about abortion. You're never going to stop it now. No president, no Congress can stop it. The church could have, but the church is so backslidden and Babylonian and quiet that now we're trying to. Folks, you cannot take it away now. And any presidential candidate that gets up there and says he will, he's going to destroy the election next year. All right? Why do you think they didn't ever try to stop AIDS? Because then you'd have to stop anal sex and homosexuality and all that. You have to stop it all. So we just provide AIDS medicine, research, so that, when you have sin, you cannot heal the results of sin in a political election. Donald Trump knows that. Donald Trump knows that. Now we're still at a point where we can put reasonable limits on it. But soon, you're not even going to have that if you don't vote Donald Trump in. And if another Democrat wins, it will get to a point where every state will pass it in their constitution and you will not even be able to do any kind of a limit on it. So we have to let Donald Trump say what he needs to say. Abortion radicals are coming to your state to put this on the ballots for next year. Your job as a patriot is to make sure that they do not get it on the ballot. I'm telling every one of you pro-lifers, as much as you hate to hear me say it, you will have to support a 15-week ban on abortion. That's where Trump is headed. And if you've watched his interviews, when they're like, Mr. President, would you commit to a ban on abortion? And he says, no, turn your ear the other way. And no, we're living in an age where we cannot take back in an election what we have conceded in the culture. Very important. Now, I want to prove that to you real quickly. I want to prove you that sometimes Donald Trump has to say what has to be said to get the job done. All right? I want to prove that to you in your Bible. Genesis chapter 12, verse 11. I want to tell you a little story before I go tonight. This is a story about Abraham, and I want you to listen carefully. All right, I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to show you the scriptures on my screen. Genesis 12 and 11. And it came to pass when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarah, his wife, behold now, I know that you are a fair woman to look upon. In other words, you are a breathtakingly beautiful woman. And we're coming into a political atmosphere. Let's read verse 12. Therefore, it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall say to you, or when they shall say that they shall say, this is his wife, and then they will kill me, but they will save you alive. I want you to hear what I just said. Abraham said, and the Lord gave me this scripture for all of you tonight. Abraham said, they will say when they see how beautiful you are, is this your husband? If you say yes, they'll kill me. I'll never be president. If you say what they want you to say. The Bible said, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. So let's correlate this with Donald Trump as we read it. He said, for me to survive their attack, we can't say what we would like to say. Let's keep reading. He said, tell them you're, verse 13, but rather say that you are my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of you. Here's what he said. Don't say it that way. Say it another way to protect me so I can protect you. Tell them you're my sister. That was not really a lie, because the truth is she was his sister in the Lord. She was his sister, Hebrew, a fellow Hebrew sister. She was a sister before she was his wife. So Abraham, God's chosen man, the friend of God, said, say it another way. Folks, Donald Trump's too smart to say what they want him to say. And then you get mad at him when he don't say that he's going to do what we want him to do. All right? So let's keep watching. Let's read more. Watch this. And it came to pass, verse 14, that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was beautiful. The princes of Pharaoh saw her, and they told Pharaoh about her, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And then the king entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen and asses and men servants, maid servants, she asses and camel. Have you ever heard about how rich Abraham was? He was so wealthy. Do you know how he got wealthy? Do you know he was poor before this event? Do you know that the king literally gave him a dowry for his sister and made Abraham mega wealthy? It tells you right there, he had servants, men servants, maid servants. He had everything that he to make him rich, and he was rich the rest of his life. God used this moment to bless his servant, but the servant was not able to speak up and say what he really wanted to say at that point. Why? He had to survive. Stay with me. It gets better. Stay with me. Let's keep reading. And then, verse 17, and Yahweh plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abraham's wife. And Pharaoh called unto Abram and said, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that this was your wife? Why did you say this is my sister? Because I could have taken her as my wife. Now, therefore, behold your wife, take her and get out of here with all the money I've given you. Just go. And Pharaoh commanded his men, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he was given. Why didn't you tell me, Abraham? Abraham, you received my blessing of my vote. You received the wealth of the presidency because you told us that you was against a federal abortion ban. And then you get in here and you appoint federal judges. You appoint judges that wind up making it happen anyway, no matter what you said to get in here. Donald Trump has proven to you that he supports life. He is as pro-life as they come. It's his court that overturned Roe v. Wade. Do you hear me? But it was, if Abraham would have said it the way that everybody, can you imagine everybody around him? They were probably saying, Abraham, you need to tell them that's your wife. Sometimes Trump cannot listen to you. Sometimes Trump cannot listen to me. Sometimes he has to win the White House, whatever that means, in whatever way it must be done. We have to know he's God's servant and God will work this out in perfect timing and in a perfect way. Good night, class.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the
Welcome back. My computer's still working. I poured tea right all on top of it when I got so excited. I went to preaching. Well, hello, everybody. Let me jump over and greet a few of you guys that's still hanging out with me tonight. This is Afterglow. Afterglow is when we just sit around and talk. Some of us don't have a life, and we just sit here and talk to one another. Hello, Salty Sandy. Hello, JoJo Starbuck and Gidge 1227. Hello there, Sue Shipman. I love you. She said, I'll see you in 8 days. Awesome, Sue. Hello, Groom and Poodles. Sue, I think the reason I'll see her in 8 days is because she is coming to our Thanksgiving Super Sabbath weekend. November the 16th through the 19th. I hope that all of you will come. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. Friday night, church, Saturday morning, church. And then Saturday afternoon is our big Thanksgiving meal at the church. And then Sunday is Harvest Day at the ranch. All day long, starting at 1 o'clock, the ranch having the time of our life. We would love for you to come. That's in Waveland, Mississippi. So I'll see you then, Sister Sue Shipman. I look forward to it. Amen. Good evening, Lisa Schumer, Marcella Pounders. Thank you, Thomas Shiflett. Good to see you tonight. Adam Wingo, El Patuki, Carmela from upstate New York, Nancy DeWitt, Sapper Havoc, Samuel Mays. Thank you so kindly, Brother Samuel. Never seen you on here before. Good to see you. Natalie Conway. Good evening, Natalie. Thomas Kirby, Brother Steve Wanner, Sandra Brawlier, Mama Dot, Elizabeth Starr from California, Rick DiBellio, Linda Garner, Miracle 4, Rosalind DeVasti, Ramiro and Ophelia Gomez. Hello, hello, hello. Good to see you tonight from Florida, Judith Thomas. Oh, Sandy Salty Chef, good evening to you over in California. Frank Couste, Wilbur Cowart, Brother Keith Marin, Margaret Hernandez, shalom to you. Brother John Berlin, hello, coffee and prayer with Joy Cape, good evening. Tune in to life, hello, how are you tonight? Hello, Aussie. Aussie, he said, I'm coming next year to the Feast of Tabernacles from Australia. Wow. Hello, Jen from Michigan. Hello, Exothoman 777. Hello, Singing Diva and Biscotti from Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Woodstock from Oklahoma. Teresa Fogelman. Hello, Anita Fan Club from California. Francis Shepherd, Tom Chambers from Atlanta, Georgia. It was so good to meet you guys. God's Gift to Women. Hello, L. Garcia. Susan Graham from Indiana. Cheyenne Hayveld. She said, my son woke up, heard your voice, said, good night, Pastor Shane, and went back to sleep. Well, good night, son. Brother Kenneth Huff, good to see you, I believe. Brother Kenneth Huff is coming down for the Thanksgiving Super Sabbath. That's so exciting. Now, our Hanukkah banquet, for those that want to come celebrate Hanukkah with us, is December the 15th. Wear your best. That's the night we all dress to the nines and country people turn into city folks. Hallelujah. We'd love for you to come. So many wonderful. Terry Henry, good evening. Patricia, good evening. All right, let's see. What can we talk about tonight? What did I want to talk about? Teresa, I would love for you to come to my church someday. We would love to have you. We have a very small church, just a little country church, but we sure love to have you. All right, let's see. Who is this? Diana Maurice. You are right, Professor. Thanks for your honesty about abortion. I believe that in my Thompson Chain Study Bible, it stated that Abraham and Sarah really were sister and brother, that she was a half-sister. Well, that may well be. I'm not sure of it, but it may well be. I don't know how anybody could really know that, but it's possible. Let's see. Hello, Brother Joe Berlin. Carmela Basta, yay, absolutely. All right, let's see. What did I want to talk about tonight? Let me remind you all that every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Central, we have a Bible study, face-to-face, one-on-one on Zoom. It's a private Bible study. This Saturday, we start a new series called Israel 101. You're going to learn everything about Israel. And it may not be quite what you thought before. It's going to be quite interesting, to say the least. And so we would love to have you join us. I'll get you the QR code for our Bible study link. There it is. Bam, right there. So we would love to have you this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock Central. Also, if you have not subscribed to, there's the Bible study link right there. If you have not subscribed to fhtv.tv, make sure you do that right now. There is the QR code. No, that's the YouTube QR code. Hang tight. Here's the QR code for FHTV. You can go subscribe right now. Won't cost you a dime. And you can watch us live when Facebook and YouTube finally kicks us off this election cycle. So we would love to have you subscribe. When you subscribe there, click for notifications just like you do on YuckTube. Also, here's where you can find us on Rumble. We're on Rumble. We're also on Roku. Just download the streaming app for Roku. Look for First Harvest Ministries on Roku. Also, everyone needs to start sporting. It's that time, folks. It's election time. It's the primaries. You need Roar 24. You need it on your hats, your jackets, your shirts, and that's where you order. You can only get it. It's exclusively patented to Professor Toto. No one else. That is our creation, Roar 24. All right? So that's where you get our merchandise, right there. Okay? So we would love to have you get your Roar 24 merchandise today. Also, real quick, don't go anywhere. I need to get something off of Facebook. I'm going to be in three different places next week or the following week, I believe. Let me throw up those. I got to go download them from somebody. Come on. What's going on? Let's see. Oh, well. Internet must be bad right now. My internet must be bad right now. Let's see. Yep, it's slow. Okay, so I can't get it. I need to let you know where I'm going to be very soon. Where is her inbox messages to me? I'm surprised it's not right here at the top. Well, my word. Am I overlooking it? Let's see. Hold on. I'm coming to some of your areas. Come on now. Well, that's getting on my nerves. All right, let's see. Why can I not find? Well, this don't even make a lick of sense. Okay. Oh, well, I'm going to be in some of your areas very soon, and I cannot find the graphics that tell where I'm going to be. Of all times that I cannot find inbox messages from a lady that inboxes me almost every day, surely I'm overlooking it. Lord have mercy. Getting old is no fun. Hold on. All right, we're going to try something else. Anyway, I want to see some of y'all at our meetings real soon. Da, 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 da. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Where is her messages? And all that is within me bless. Now my keyboard's all sticky. Bless his holy, holy name. Kim Wiley, if you're watching me, would you please send me those back? Let me see. For some reason, you're not in my Facebook, and I know you email me all the time or inbox me. Let me see. No, I don't have it. All right. Anyway, all right, let's talk about something else until I can find these where I'm coming to. I was supposed to be in Vegas this weekend, but I've decided not to go because I've got to cook all week for our Thanksgiving weekend, and I'm going to be cooking all week long, so I decided to stay home for that. Let's see. Well, I tell you what, any other time, you know what? It's about to upset me now. What's going on with my internet? This don't make a hair's lick of sense. I'm going to tell y'all where I'm going to be if y'all give me a second. All right, it works on my phone. Okay, here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, November the 26th, I will be in, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Ohio, Chillicothe, Chillicothe. Chillicothe, Ohio, at Kingdom Hearts Church, 375 Watt Street in Chillicothe, Ohio, November the 26th. I'll be doing a wealth strategy presentation there for gold and silver. You don't want to miss it. That's November the 26th. Then November the 27th, I'm going to be in Elwood, Indiana. Elwood, Indiana, at Joiner's Restaurant in Elwood, Indiana, at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, the meeting in Chillicothe is going to be from 3 to 5 p.m. The meeting in Chillicothe will be from 3 to 5. The meeting in... Lord, what's wrong with the internet? On the 27th, that meeting will be at 7 o'clock p.m. at Joiner's Restaurant in Elwood, Indiana. And then on the 28th, I will be in Galveston, Indiana, 7451 East Company Road, or East County Road, East County Road, 1100 South. 7451 East County Road, 1100 South in Galveston, Indiana. That will be at a home. But we will be doing wealth presentations in those three areas, November the 26th, 27th, and 28th. All right. Let's see. Okay. So someone just asked me about weight loss. Yes, 2 more pounds this week I've lost. So that's 35 pounds total in 3 months. And the way we did it was a little supplement that we're promoting. I tried it. It works for me. May not work for you, but it works for me. What does it do? It does nothing to help you lose weight. There's nothing in it that makes you lose weight. There's something in it that tells your brain not to release dopamine when it sees food. It's the only way I know to describe it. You literally lose your craving for food. Today, I went to lunch with the church people, Golden Corral, literally ate nothing. I mean, some vegetables and a little piece of carrot cake because I love carrot cake. But normally, I'd have. But anyway, no desire for it. 35 pounds are gone. When you go there to order, you're looking for a little product called Wow. Wow. Now, I take Wow and Pow and the Boost, but you don't have to take all three of those to lose weight. One will do it, but the three are really wonderful together. And when you check out, mark the promoter box. So if you recommend it to people, they'll pay you for it. All right, what else? Let's see. All right, let's look at the chat groups. Dale grew up in Wauconda. Hello, Jimmy Clark. Thank you, Lori Eaton. You know, I see what you're all saying. Let me talk about this. Everybody says, Pastor Vaughn, get off those pills, just eat right, just drink water, just do this, just do that. I love all of you, but I really think we need to get to the spot where we don't everybody has to do it their own way. You know, I needed help. I needed help. I don't do a lot of things in life. I don't drink. I've never drank. I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I don't party. I don't go out with the boys. All I do is read the Bible, study, and do these shows. And I don't do anything else, right? So for me, food is an enjoyment. It is one of the few in the taste of food. I've loved it. I love good food. I'm a connoisseur of it. So for me, I needed to be detached from that love of food so that maybe when I lose this, I can do what y'all are telling me to do. You know, everybody said, become a carnivore. I can't do that because I love carbs. Do keto. I can't. I'm not a huge meat eater. I like carbs. Shoot me. But anyway, I think we need to let everybody do it in their own way, you know. And so, you know, drinking water all day long doesn't do it for me. It just don't. I'm sorry. I realize it's the healthy thing to do. But for me, the powwow boost is working. When it quits working, then I'll try something else. But I needed something to help me get motivated, get encouraged. And so I think we just need to let everybody do it their way. All right. Okay. So I don't recommend everybody take pills, you know, but that is what works for me. All right. I realize it's not the healthiest. I get it. I get that. But see, here's the way I look at that. For me to lose 50 pounds is healthy, no matter how I lose it. If I can get that 50 pounds off of me, I can breathe. I can actually enjoy life again. So to me, the means to the end, you know, as long as I get that weight off, to me, that is healthy. So thank you, Sister Carmen. Very sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, everybody has to do their own thing. And I wish to God I was like my wife. That woman has more willpower. I've never in my life seen anybody with more willpower than my wife. I want to be her when I grow up. But anyway, Kathy, there's a QR code right there. I never can do this, right? Bam, right there. You can click on that QR code and try it out for yourself. If it don't work, then don't do it again. But it worked for me. That's right, Brother Adam Wingo. That's exactly what I feel like. All right. All the cabins, all the chalets, and the lodge rooms are almost gone at the Lake Gunnersville State Park for the Toto Retreat next year. They're almost all booked up. If you plan to go to the retreat October 2nd through the 6th to the Feast of Tabernacles, please quit delaying. In a week or two, we'll have a website where you can register free of charge. We're one of the few podcasters that has no registration fees for any of our events. So you'll be able to register soon, but for right now, at least book a room, October the 2nd through the 6th. Yes, I am going to Pennsylvania, Sister Carmen. I believe that's December the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Tracy says the code does not work for her, the QR code. Deb Tuttle, thank you, Sister Deb. She said, I looked at the supplements and I don't see anything bad in them. Thank you, Sister Deb. And by the way, I put something in the mail for you, Sister Deb. You should be getting it soon. All right, if the code doesn't work for you, I really don't know how to tell you to get there because it's a long address, but email me. Let me give you my email address and tell me you'd like the code, and I'll send you a link directly to the website where you can order. But folks, listen, I'm just telling you what worked for me. All right. Send me an email, and I'll send you a direct link. If the QR code is not working, here's my email address, right? Bam, right there. All right. That's how you email me. I want to thank all of you that have sent lovely gifts to us. Some of you have made donations to the Conservative College, Professor Toto, to keep us on the air so that we can keep doing this. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I've never asked you to do that. Not one time. Not one time have I ever asked for anything. But I must thank those that are considerate of our work and send us a gift. We really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul, it says yes. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody wants to hear. Freddie said, I email you all the time. It must go to spam because I never get a response. Freddie, if you will email me right now and put the name Friddle or Freddie in the subject line, I'll find it, okay? And I will respond to you. See, that is the thing about it. Somebody just said, so when you kill your appetite, then you can eat healthy because you're not craving all this other stuff. So you can choose. The other night, I just ate a plate of field peas. I love field peas. So you just have the ability to eat better. So to me, it does work out in the end. Oh, Doreen Aniquich said, Professor Toto is competing with Pastor so far, 2 hours. Brother John Berlin, yes, October the 2nd through the 6th. Now, if you can get there a day before that, then you can help us set up and help us work. It starts on the night of the 2nd, that night at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, sorry. And many people come a few days early because we do have a opening service out under the pavilion the night before for those that are working. Yes, Linda Jordan, the rhino is better than the wino. No, Professor, Kenneth Huff, I do not believe that Biden will postpone the 24th election. Why? God won't let it happen. Da 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 da. Somebody wanted to hear it one more time. All right, here you go. I told you so. Oh, I told you so. I did that just for you, that you'd come running back again. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you, Raphael Boo Boo. All right, Wayne Ray said it's pronounced Chillicothe. I'll be in Chillicothe. I love it. Mama Dot, I wish you could be here. We got places for you to stay. If you want to jump on that, do you know the Amtrak train comes right here to Waveland now? Did you know that? Hello, Judith Woodworth and Ray. Hello, thank you so much. Well, guys, What else? Anything else I need to talk about? That's right, Brother Thomas Shiflett. Thank you, Judith. I appreciate that. All right. Anything else? Brother Shane Sewell said, what is going on in Spain? Brother Sewell, I do not know. First I've heard about it, so you beat me to it tonight. Yes, Mama Dot, Amtrak comes to Bay St. Louis. So put your destination as Bay St. Louis and we'll come pick you up right there. Dale Mudgett, are they going to keep using weed to pass abortion? Hey, it works. No, Brother Kenneth Huff, it's going to be Indiana, not Oklahoma. Spain is a hot mess. What's going on in Spain? Why do I not know about this? Oh, the Spain Revolution. Well, y'all one-upped me tonight. Now, Janice, I wouldn't doubt that they'll release COVID again. I wouldn't doubt that. Let's see. Well, thank you, LaRue. I would love to be part of his advisory committee. I would love that. Oh, War Room was talking about Spain tonight. All right. Well, I'm a little behind right now. Oh, thank you, Raphael Boo Boo. He said, Professor Toto, I shared your video on Palestine and Israel. It was great. Everybody listen to me. Would you help me get that video out? It's edited. It's only 15 minutes long about Israel and Palestine. If you have anybody that is pro-Palestine, pay them to watch this. Say, look, I'll give you $10. Watch it. I really believe it's the best thing out there. Telling the truth about Palestine and Israel. So all you need to do, you can go, it's on FHTV. You can share it right from FHTV. Let me show you how to get there. Let's go find it. Let's go find it. FHTV. What is going on with the internet? I mean, I'm like, for real. There it is. Okay, getting on my nerves. All right. Go to FHTV, right there, and, oh, you know what? I tried to upload it to FHTV, and it would not upload. Okay, so let's undo that. Let's go over to, as bad as I hate to, YuckTube. No, let's go to Rumble. It's on Rumble. Go to my page on Rumble, right there, from the river to the sea. Would y'all go share the daylights out of that? I don't normally ask you to do stuff like that, but I really want to get that message out. If the right person would see that video, the right influencer, the right, we could get the truth out about Palestine and Israel. And I would love for someone to debate me on that because it's undeniable what I put in that video. So, all right. So y'all help me get that out. Okay. Go watch it. Davina Denny, we're so glad y'all are back home from Spain. Mara, Pastor Shane, do you drink alcohol? Wow. No, I don't. I don't drink alcohol. I don't like what it does to people. No, Sister Brody. Amtrak goes to Bay St. Louis. They just opened it up right down there a few weeks ago. Brother John Berlin is booked for the Feast of Tabernacles, October the 2nd through the 6th. Yay! Thank you, Judith Woodworth. Thank you very much. All right, so there is a Spanish Revolution happening. I'm looking. Wow. Okay. Yeah, Diana Carter, the T may have something to do with the speed of my internet right now. So Mara, I love you. I love you. As a human being, I love you. And I do not condemn you at all. But if you're going to ask me publicly where I stand on an issue, you know I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? And, you know, you've asked me, you've called me and asked me to speak about this publicly. So please, as a lesbian that likes women, but I'm still a Christian, can I get baptized and repent? The last part of your question, absolutely. Yes, you can repent, which means, Mara, the Father loves you. You were not, I don't care what anybody tells you, Mara, you were not born that way. Listen to me. Things happen to you in your life. Deception and confusion comes to everyone. But when you say, I'm still a Christian, the Bible says that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And there is commandments in the Word of God that says that a woman shall not lie with another woman like she does with a man. It is an abomination unto Yahweh. Your Bible says that. A man shall not lay with another man like he does a woman. It is an abomination unto Yahweh. So to say that you're a Christian, you would be a lawless Christian if there is such a thing. I plead with you tonight, don't be deceived. Repent. And the Father will forgive you as if it never happened. And if you'll come and let me baptize you, Mara, in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Messiah, the remission of your sins, they'll all wash away. And you won't be that anymore. You won't even be a Christian anymore. You'll be an Israelite. I love you. I'm praying for you. I believe God wants you to live in His perfect will for your life. And we know what His will is not. Please repent. Please. It's so easy. You can do it right now. You could do it right now, Mara. Do you feel like I'm telling you the truth, Mara? Do you know right now you could fall on your knees and confess your sin to your Heavenly Father, Yahweh? You can confess that sin, and the Bible says He's faithful to forgive us for that. In a moment, you can be forgiven, and you can start your life over, and then I'll fly to wherever you are and baptize you in the name of Yahshua for the remission of your sins. And then you'll really be a Christian, a Bible-believing Israelite Christian. Mara, we're praying for you, and we love you, and we are believing that you will repent, which means turn around and decide, I want to live according to God's word. Amen. Everybody pray for Mara tonight. Amen. 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 We love you, Mara. You can email me anytime. I'll be happy to speak with you, pray with you. My email address is brothervaughn@gmail.com. Because unlike what they say about us, we don't hate people. We hate deception. And we love you. Amen. 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 Amen, Mara. The Father can give you a beautiful life, beautiful deliverance. Amen. God loved you before you ever loved Him. Amen. 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 Thank you, Mara, for asking for that prayer. Amen. Praise God. We can tell the truth, folks, in love, but we have to love. And we have to tell the truth. Amen. Amen, Mara. God, we would love for you to join our family of believers. Join us for Bible study. You won't find condemnation here. You'll find truth, but not condemnation. Amen. Well, thank you all for joining. Father, you know right where Mara is right now. Almighty Yahweh, we come in the name of Yeshua. Father, maybe she's in her room right now hearing what I have to say. Father, I ask you to take those words, penetrate her heart right now. Father, save her from a lifestyle that is displeasing to you. Give her the strength right now to give it up and choose holiness, to choose obedience to your word. Father, that spirit can be broken off of her now in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Father, fill her with your Holy Spirit right where she sits and give her victory in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. 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 Amen, Mara. Mara, we love you. We love you. Hang out with us, okay? And yes, you may hear me preach against lesbianism and homosexuality. That's my job. But when I'm done, I'll hug you, love you, and do anything in the world I can to make sure that you come to know our Savior and His Father and walk in obedience to them. Amen. Folks, thank you for joining me tonight. It's been my pleasure to be with you. I love every single one of you, and I pray that the Father would richly bless you and keep you, is my prayer. Good night, everybody. I ask not for riches. Sing, I ask for America.